This is the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. Up next, our Ed Serwin Cattle Report, brought to you by Mr. Kerry Martin, part of the Texas Farm Bureau Network.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. We'll kick things off with a look at the cattle futures market this morning from yesterday. We started things off yesterday trading lower, but the market didn't stay there long. We had a negative influence from a somewhat negative cattle on feed report released on Friday. But again, the market didn't hang in negative territory very long. We turned higher and traded mostly higher throughout the day, closing in positive territory as we wrapped up the trading day. June live cattle were up $1.20 on the day at $132.77. August up $1.42 at $132.97. While October live cattle were up 95 cents, $138.37. Higher close in the feeder cattle market. May feeders up a nickel, $153.45. August feeder cattle up $1.70 at $165.62. September feeders up $1.30, $168.30. Cash fed cattle market wrapped up last week selling cattle mostly at $138 here in the Southern Plains. That's $2 lower compared to the previous week. Now, we've already seen some early trade this week. In fact, yesterday we had some small sales in Kansas at $138. That's steady with last week's prices. Last week's negotiated cash cattle trade totaled 89,873 head, 56% of that committed for nearby delivery, while the remaining 44% committed for deferred delivery. Last week's slaughter was 680,000 head, sharply higher than the previous week and well over this same week last year, which stood at 672,000 head. Boxed beef yesterday was higher, choice up $1.53 at $263.70, select up $2.16 at $245.18. Let's check the feed markets real quick. The corn market was higher yesterday. July corn up 7.5 at 786.25. September corn up 7.75, 754.75. While December corn was up 7 cents, 739 a bushel. Soybean meal was lower yesterday. July meal down 740 at 422.50 a ton. August meal down 610 to close at 418.10 a ton. Now let's check a few auction markets. We'll head up to Dalhart, where Cattlemen's Livestock Auction had 2,292 head last week. Steer and heifer calves and feeder steers all sold $5 to $10 lower. The feeder heifers sold $5 to $8 lower. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds brought $1.85 to $1.91 a pound. 6 to 7 weight steers brought $1.50 to $1.63. 7 to 800 pounders, $1.46 to $1.52. 8 to 9 weight steers brought $1.38 to $1.38.50, while the 900 to 1,000 pound steers brought $1.27 to $1.37.50 last week in Dalhart. Now down to Tulia, they had 1,091 head last week. Not enough sales of feeder steers or heifers to establish a market trend. However, a lower undertone was noted in the market. 4 to 5 weight steers brought $1.75 to $1.79 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.64 to $1.72, while 6 to 7 weight steers brought $1.57 to $1.72 a pound last week in Tulia. With cash-fed cattle prices dropping below $1.40 a pound recently, cattle feeders' break-evens are dropping into the red. That's according to Brady Miller with the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. And with feed grain costs at historic highs, cattle that are just now going into the feedlots could be big losers when they're finished later this year.
Feeders are costing quite a bit, so by the time you put the inputs and the feeder cost all in there, replacing an animal today, if you put one in a feed yard today, they're actually at the $100 to $150 loss area. So it is super important that if you're running the feed yard that you're looking for the good deals and you're trying to manage your feed cost as much as you can and input cost, and so you can try to back up these animals so they end up at least breaking even or making a little bit of money.
In the meantime, feedlot inventories remain high in TCFA's membership area of Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico, thanks to drought. Miller says the culling of cows continues in large numbers, but there are some signs that it's slowing down.
I've been traveling the last couple of weeks and had the opportunity to travel east of Wichita Falls and Vernon and over into East Texas, and it was green. I'm not going to tell you it was perfect, but thank goodness that there is some rain falling in a few places, because if I had to guess, that is one of the primary reasons why we're starting to see the cow harvest number dip just a tad.
But Friday's cattle on feed report released by USDA showed larger than expected feedlot inventories. In fact, we're looking at a record number of cattle in feedlots for the month of May, according to USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
The number of cattle on feed on May 1st was just under 12 million head, which was the highest May 1st number since the series began in 1996. During April, about 1.8 million head were placed on feed, and that was about 1% below 2021. And feedlots marketed just under 1.9 million head, which was about 2% below a year ago. Now, that 2% below a year ago does reflect the fact that there was one less slaughter day during April. And if you factor in that the marketings on a per-day basis, marketings during April were actually about 2% above a year ago.
Shagum says these numbers suggest a continued decline in the nation's cattle herd, with the prospects of stronger prices ahead. That's a look at the cattle markets. For the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network, I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Tuesday morning.